It is Friday, May 20th, 2011. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
In the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio with us is Becca Bacon-Martin. She is the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.
And you know, I'm sure that there's an old theater saying that the show must go on.
Mm-hmm.
And the Arkansas New Play Festival will go on tonight and this weekend, in spite of a tragic loss in the Northwest Arkansas theater community. We can't start this show any other way than to pay tribute to Sean Mabry and Kathy Mellinger, both theater grads from the university. Sean, obviously, you've seen on stage, most recently in Every Christmas Story Ever Told. Kathy was a stage manager. She was one of the people who made things happen. And they both passed away after a car wreck Sunday morning. They were on I-540, and they met a car that was going the other direction on their side of I-540.
Both leave, despite their young ages, a great legacy in Northwest Arkansas Theater. Worked with the University of Arkansas, worked with Theater Squared. Sean was with Artist Laboratory.
One of the founding members of Dan's Party,
right.
The comedy troupe. Theater Squared has dedicated the New Play Festival to both of them. And Morgan Hicks, who's a founding member of Theater Squared, wanted people to know that the thing everybody would remember most about Sean, if they knew him, was his laugh. Mm-hmm. He was the kind of guy, as I've heard said about you, that they should pay to come be in the audience.
Yeah.
And that no matter who he met, he made that person feel like they were the most important person in the room. Kathy was a great stage manager, Morgan said, and one of those people who had to take care of everybody, and she was about to be married. Mm-hmm. So the Poe Show, which was set for 6:30 Saturday, has been canceled because Sean was supposed to be in it. The 9 o'clock Comedy Improv Showcase, they thought about canceling because it's Fun Bags and Dance Party, and they decided to do it as a benefit for Sean's family. So all they can of the $10 admission fee will go to his family, and it will, of course, be a tribute to him. And Arts Life Theater is also accepting donations for a scholarship in Sean's honor. So all that being said, and if you're loosely connected to the theater community and you've been wondering what's going on,
there you go.
That's what's going on. All that being said, go out and do something wonderful this weekend, because that's what the theater community is all about. So here's the wonderful.
All right.
Tonight, there is a Twilight Walk in Rogers, the first of them for the spring.
Do them throughout the warm weather months, correct?
Artists, food vendors, live music all downtown. Starts at 5 o'clock. And it's free. Tonight's also the White Street Walk in Eureka Springs. Fun, funky artists opening their studios, other artists setting up in the front yard, so you can come and see what they do. It goes on from 4 to 10 tonight, and it's free, part of the May Festival of the Arts. The Ozark Couture Fashion Show is tonight.
Rain or shine.
Mm-hmm. A wearable art event. You know, it features jewelry, Antoinette.
You'll be there then?
Well, if I'm not there, I'm going to be at the Trunk Show on Saturday. This is happening at the Walton Art Center as part of Artisphere. It starts at 6 o'clock, and it's free. Mm-hmm. And this weekend is the Crawdad Days Festival, a long way from Couture, in Harrison. And guess who the headliner is Saturday night?
At the Crawdad Festival?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
The Kentucky Headhunters. You can check on tickets for that at 800-880-6265. The Jungle Books this weekend at Arts Live.
Right.
7 o'clock tonight, 2 and 7 tomorrow, and 2 o'clock on Sunday. And it's at the York Ballroom this time.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets are $8 to $12. And, of course, the New Play Festival goes on tonight with two new scripts, They Want by Alan Burks at 6:30 and In the Book Of by John Walsh at 8:30 at the Nadine Baum Studios. And there's a band coming to Rogue Pizza Company tonight called Ann Horse.
I saw that sign yesterday, and I was curious about that.
Apparently, they've opened for people like Death Cab for Cutie and Cage the Elephant. They're Australian. And I have no idea what Ann Horse means.
How is that spelled?
A-N.
And then horse.
Yes, like Ann Horse instead of a horse.
Okay.
Yeah.
But if they've been opening for Death Cab for Cutie and Cage the Elephant,
right,
it'll be fun. Show starts at 9 o'clock and it's $5 tomorrow.
That was all just tonight.
Okay. The Ozark, he dozed off while I was telling you.
No.
Tomorrow, the Ozark Couture Designer Trunk Show.
Okay, so you
I'm looking at Antoinette, 10 to 2,
yes.
At Studio Leilani on the Fayetteville Square. The Fort Smith Rose Society's Rose Show is tomorrow more art of a different kind, 10 to 5 at the Fort Smith Public Library. Tomorrow's the Doggy Walk, the Dogwood Walk.
Oh, excellent.
The 19th annual benefiting the Humane Society of the Ozarks. Registration's at 10. Dog Walk at noon at Gully Park in Fayetteville. And there's a book signing tomorrow with Bruce Vaughn.
The name of the book?
Growing Up Rich, Though Dirt Poor.
I like that.
Yeah.
Love Bruce Vaughn. You know, he is almost 90 and has been a fixture in Springdale. Repaired radios, was a ham radio bug, learned it in World War II. And the book starts in the 1920s when he was born and goes through the end of World War II.
It's a memoir.
It is. 2 to 4 o'clock for the book signing at Shiloh Museum in Springdale. He's also the author of Emma, We Love You, about Springdale's Main Street. And they'll have his books for sale, so you can have him sign them.
Okay.
Makes sense. Tomorrow night, Harmonically Yours.
The conclusion of the Fort Smith 2010-2011 season.
How can you not love a symphony performance with a harmonica player?
Well, you could say, gosh, I wish he would do some Elvis.
And they're going to.
Yes, the grand finale.
Robert Bonfiglio will be the harmonica player at 7:30 at the Arkansas Best Performing Arts Center in Fort Smith. And tomorrow night is the Artist Fair Festival Orchestra's Italian Soundscapes.
I talked to a couple people who went Tuesday night for the premiere of the AFO Orchestra. They were over the moon.
Yeah, it's amazing. And it is
free.
Free. You just have to go pick up a ticket.
I was going
to
say, call ahead or, you know.
Or you could listen and you could win some tickets.
Today.
Mm-hmm.
We will be giving away tickets for the performances later.
Excellent. So that takes us through Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk about Sunday on Sunday.
Fair deal.
Thanks, Becca.
Thank you.
Becca Bacon-Martin is the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.